بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. May 3, 2014. I would like to say a few words about the fate of Muslim Ummah. You know, Dr. Mohammad Mursi is a leader of Muslim Brotherhood or Al Ikhwan Muslimun. He won the election in Egypt and he was appointed as the president of Egypt after this election. But after 1 year, Mohammad Mursi was deposed by the Egyptian army, and now he is put in jail. This event was very, very provocative event for the Muslim people all over the world. The whole Muslim world became angry. If we read Muslims magazine, Muslim papers, everywhere Muslims are issuing very, very fiery statement. I have read many of these statements. The gist of all these angry statements is that when Muslim Brotherhood gained the power in Egypt, the Western world took it as a danger. They felt that crusade, the history of crusades is repeating. And now they will witness the same history that was happened during Crusades War. So, Western nations, Western countries had a conspiracy, and some Muslim countries like Saudi Arabia also supported their design. And by the support of all these anti-Islamic forces, Egyptian army deposed Dr. Mohammad Mursi. So according to present Muslim leaders, this event was a conspiracy hatched by anti-Muslim forces. But there is a question, a great question. If it is a fact that what happened in Egypt, it was an act of enmity by Western nations, by Saudi or by Israel, then where is God Almighty? Where is God Almighty? Quran says that God Almighty never goes to sleep. And also, there are dozens of verses in the Quran that tell us that God will not allow anti-Islamic forces to overpower Muslims. There are numerous verses in the Quran. then why God Almighty became indifferent? Why Muslims failed to receive the help from God? Why? According to my knowledge of the Quran, I can say that this kind of reaction by Muslim people is baseless, quite baseless. This event invites Muslims to reassess their position, to reset their goal, to revise their policies. This kind of hue and cry, this kind of protest, this kind of state demonstration will not do. Then, I have studied a lot on this matter. I can say that the root cause lies among the Muslims themselves. Here I would like to remind the history of Muslims. You know, Islam, the history of Islam began in Arabia in the first quarter of 7th century. Then Islam spread with very high speed throughout the world. And now there are more than 1 billion Muslims throughout the world. But there is a law of nature. This law covers all the nations, and Muslims are not an exception. This law is law of decay. When we talk about other natural phenomena, we can say that it was decay. And when we explain Muslim, when we explain the human group, human condition, then we call it degeneration. So after some centuries, there was process of degeneration among Muslims. And according to my study, I can say that this process reached to its culmination in the 18th century. 18th century was the century of decline for Muslims. Now the time was to revive Muslim Ummah again. But what was the scheme of revival? All the Muslim leaders of that period adopted one method, that was jihad. Their diagnosis was that we are surrounded with enemy, and these enemy have created problem for us. They have destroyed Muslim empire. So according to the Muslim leaders of that time, it was a phenomenon of enmity. It was phenomenon of enmity by the anti-Muslim world. So they started jihad. That is, they adopted political method for the purpose of revival of Muslims. Political method. Political method is inherently a confrontational method. Political method is inherently a confrontational method. So, it was but natural that there was fighting, violence, war, and Muslims were engaged in this violent activism. But all their efforts failed. They sacrificed a lot in terms of life, in terms of money, but their jihad completely failed. Here was the question. All the Muslim leaders must go to introspection. They must study the Quran. They must find out where we were wrong. The wrong was that they adopted a wrong method. They set a political goal. They wanted to regain their political power. They wanted to re-establish Muslim empire. That was wrong. Political power needs a political team. If you have a political team, a prepared team, then you can establish a political power. Otherwise not. So Muslims were reduced to a degenerated lot. Muslims were in the worst state of their zawal, decline. So this kind of nation, this kind of ummah was not able to rule the world. It was impossible. So God Almighty, so they were not able to find, to receive God Almighty's help. So they failed. Now the real goal, was Dawah ilallah. All the Muslim leaders must issue a fatwa that we have to adopt the same method that was adopted by the Prophet of Islam. Prophet of Islam started his mission in Mecca as a da'i. Da'iyan ilallah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. This is a verse of the Quran. Da'iyan ilallah bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. So Prophet of Islam started his mission as a da'i. And gradually there was achievement in every terms. And finally, Muslims achieved political power. But not at the beginning. It was final stage of Islamic movement. So, one great Muhaddith has rightly said that لَنْ يَسْلُحَ آخَرُ هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ إِلَّا بِمَا صَلُحَ بِهِ أَوَّلُهَا. It means that Muslim Ummah must adopt the same method that was adopted by the Prophet. Otherwise, they will fail. So prophet method was to start from Dawah. When Muslims became a degenerated ummah, when they reached to their decline, when they became a spent force, then the time was to return back to the Makkah strategy. Now the time was not to wage a jihad, not to try to establish political power, not to try to regain political Muslim empire. This choice was quite wrong. They must go back and adopt the same method that was adopted by the Prophet of Islam in Mecca. That is Dawah. Dawah al-Allah. But Dawah al-Allah is not a simple act. It requires some conditions. Dawah al-Allah requires some conditions. For example, you have to act as a nasih. Nasih means well-wisher. All the prophets, including the Prophet of Islam, were nasih, and well-wisher to their madu, well-wisher to other mankind. So it was time to repeat that history. Muslim have developed hate against these nations. After the 18th century, there was age of printing press. This printing press was a great blessing for Muslim leaders. Printing press was a great opportunity to spread the message. It was a great opportunity to train Muslims. It was a great opportunity to educate Muslims. But they utilized the printing press for negative end. That is, they spread hate, they spread violence. The whole Muslim Ummah became hateful. This was against the Dawah spirit. Now, if you want to, reset our priorities, if we want to reset our goal, if we want to repeat the history of the Prophet, first of all, we have to abandon all kind of negative propaganda against those supposed enemy of Islam. They are Madhu. They are not enemy. All those people who are living in East, from east to west, are Madhu. And we have to show a spirit of well-wishing towards all these people. This is the first condition. Without inculcating the spirit of well-wishing in your heart, you cannot do the work. Then the other condition is, Muslims must abandon all kind of violence. For example, in several countries there are groups who have acquired arms. There are several groups who have acquired arms. So first of all, you have to disarm all these groups. Simply talking about peace, simply about justice is not enough. This kind of talk is futile. Unless you disarm all these Muslim groups who are engaged in violence in different Muslim countries, unless you disarm all these groups, no plan will do. You cannot achieve any kind of positive goal. So these two are very, very important condition. After resetting their goal, the first is to reset your goal. You have to adopt Dawah as your target. Then there are two conditions. First, to behave as a, you have adopt friendly behavior to all mankind. You must adopt friendly behavior to all mankind. You have to inculcate the spirit of well-wishing in your heart. This is the first condition. Then you have to abandon all kind of violence. Even to talk in violent term must be abandoned. According to my experience, there are two kinds of violence. Passive violence and active violence. Those who are not engaged actively in violence, but they speak the language of violence, they are engaged in passive violence. Those who talk about jihad, about enemies, against enemies. So those people who, although they are directly they are not engaged in violence, but they talk in favor of those people who are engaged in violence. So they are engaged in passive violence. Then the other group is involved in active violence. These are those group who have acquired arm. And you can see this kind of group in every Muslim country and also in non-Muslim countries. So Muslims must disarm all these groups. They must adopt pacifism as a policy. They must adopt pacifism or peaceful activism as their policy. Otherwise, there is no hope. You cannot receive divine blessing forever. If you are not ready to abandon your present activities, negative activities, violent activities, hateful activities, then it is quite impossible to receive divine blessing. And without divine blessing, there is no success. And history of 200 years is enough to understand this point. In the 19th century and in 20th century, Muslims were engaged in violence everywhere in the world. some were engaged in passive violence and some were engaged in active violence. For example, Amir Shakib Arslan published a book with the title لماذا تأخر المسلمون وتقدم غيرهم. Why Muslims became backward and others became forward. So this author, he is a well-known author of Arab, suggests that Muslims have abandoned jihad. So if Muslims want to regain their position, they must do jihad. Although this author was not engaged directly in violence, but in this book, he talks about violence. So he was involved in violence culture passively. Then there are some other groups in Palestine, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, everywhere. There are organized groups. They call themselves non-state actors. So all these non-state actors are armed group. And they are active in violence. So they are involved actively. So some are involved in violence passively and some are involved in violence actively. This is the picture of whole Muslim Ummah. In such a situation, it is not possible to do dua work in a proper way. And without dua work, Muslims cannot receive divine blessing. And without divine blessing, there is no success. So I will say in the strongest term that if Muslim want to receive divine nusra, divine help, divine blessing, they must adopt the path of the Prophet. And that path was path of peace. Prophet of Islam was a pacifist. His method was method of peace. You know, Hazrat Aisha said in one of his hadith that ma khuyyira Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam bain amrayn illa ikhtara isarahuma. It means that whenever the Prophet had to choose between the two, he always opted for easier option rather than harder option. So what is the easier option or what is the harder option? It is clear that easier option means opting for peace and harder option means opting for violence. This was the Prophet method. Prophet always opted for peace. And now Muslims have opted for violence. Until Muslims abandon this policy, they will not receive divine blessing. So I will strongly urge to Muslims that reset your priorities, reset your goal, abandon all those policies of hate and violence and do the work. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Mana, I have a question. That why do Muslims have two different models? They have a separate model in their personal life and they have a different perspective altogether in the social life.
This is a phenomenon of degeneration, phenomenon of zawal. When a community suffers degeneration, then it becomes double standard. They adopt for their personal life what is better in terms of result. And when comes the community issues, they will talk. They adopt stage activism. In their personal matters, they adopt right method that yields some positive result. But when comes the community issues, they adopt stage activism, only issuing a statement and talking in fiery terms. So it is a common phenomenon that when a community reaches to its degeneration, it becomes double standard. This happened with Muslims, with present Muslims.
Murana Kaleem sahab ne bheja hai comment, unhone likha hai. Yes, Murana sahab, Muslims must give up their violent activities by declaring and disowning the groups who are doing these kinds of violent activities. The recent case is the dialogue that was going on between Palestinians and Israel with the mediation of the USA. It was going in a positive direction, but all of a sudden the chief of Palestinian Authority signed up unity treaty with extremist groups of other Palestinians. Israel immediately withdrew from the dialogue. The US and Israel have problems since decades with these groups. In spite of this, the leader of the Palestinian went to sign up for unity agreement. This has happened several times, but still they resort to the same thing, that is having relations with extremist groups. Therefore, you are 100% right that Muslims are everywhere not following the Prophet's method right from the beginning.
No. The first condition is to disarm those groups. Simply negotiation dialogue will never work. These people have arranged dialogue, negotiation. That will not work. The first condition is to disarm those fighting group. Otherwise, no result. I am afraid that these people don't know the root cause. They try to arrange negotiation, dialogue. What is the purpose of the dialogue? If the root cause is there, root cause is that so-called non-state actors have acquired war. So first of all, you have to disarm these people. Chahe US ho, chahe Israel ho, wo dialogue karwa rahe. What is the purpose of the dialogue? That is not the beginning. Dialogue is not the beginning. Without disarming these groups, all the things are futile. Futile exercise.
Maulana, abhi question lete hain. Ajay ne sawal bheja hai Maulana. Why, Maulana, my question is that why is that today's Muslim could not understand the prophetic way? What is the root cause of this?
Root cause is reaction. Prophet of Islam, he started his mission as a positive action. When he was in Mecca, he started his mission as a positive action. But now, the situation is different. In 18th century or 19th century, 20th century, those Muslims wanted to revive Muslims. They adopted the method of reaction. This is the basic reason. Reaction always leads to anger and violence. And positive action leads to peace or love.
Mulana Razia ne sawal bheja hai. Why is it so difficult to adopt a pacifist attitude?
It requires patience. When Muslim Empire was collapsed, when Muslim faced defeat in political field, then it was time of patience. But Muslims failed to show patience. And at such time, in such a situation, the most difficult is patience. And it is very easy to react. So they reacted and they failed to show patience. And when Prophet started his mission, there was no such background, failure in politics, losing the political status, losing the political empire. So there was not such kind of background. So he started his mission totally with positive mind. But now the time was quite different. Now Muslims have failed their political status. They lost their empire. So they were in right anger. They were living in hate against supposed enemy. So they reacted. It was time to re-study Prophet's example. And they must adopt the way of patience. But they failed to adopt Prophet's method and they reacted. And when you react, you will react with violence.
Many people, they focus on learning Arabic language in order to understand Islam, in order to understand Hadith and Quran. But these people who are fighting in Egypt, they are Arabs, they know this language. And of course, they can understand the Quran. But despite of being an Arab, how come they have failed to completely understand Islam and the teaching of Prophet?
Learning of Arabic language is not the solution. You have to re-engineer their mind. Their mind was engineered on the principle of violence. Now you have to re-engineer their mind. Otherwise, there is no hope. Simply learning Arabic language is not enough.
Mulana Kaleem sahab ne kuch bheja hai. Unhone likha hai, Kaleem sahab ne, the chapter Palestinian problem in the book Prophet of Peace should have been eye-opening for Muslim leaders. When I show them the article, they don't give any reaction. They are really at the height of degeneration. CPS has a big job in their hands now.
Prophet of Peace mein Palestine par kya likha hai? Kya ye likha hai usme ke isme Palestinian galti thi ki kyun ne react kiya Balfour ko? Ye baat hai usme. why they rejected Balfour verdict. The problem begins from here. क्या लिखा है
मौलाना वो प्रॉफिट ऑफ पीस में लिखा हुआ है एट दैट टाइम द स्लोगन ऑफ द अरब लीडर्स वॉज वी विल ड्राइव द ज्यूज इन टू द सी द सेटलमेंट वॉज स्ट्रेनुअसली अपोज बाय अरब एंड नॉन अरब मुस्लिम लीडर्स अलाइक टू द पॉइंट वेयर द एंटायर मुस्लिम वर्ल्ड हैड टर्न्ड अगेंस्ट द ज्यूज All kinds of violence, including suicide bombing, were held to be lawful against them. But all these activities targeted the Jews proved to be counterproductive. The direct loss resulting from these activities was as acutely felt by the Muslims as by the Jews in Palestine, and Muslims all over the world shared indirectly in this loss. Mulana likha, it was under the Balfour Declaration that it was decided that the Jews who were living in the diaspora would return to Palestine. After 1948, when a number of these Jews who were living in different countries came to Palestine, the Arabs demonstrated a strong negative reaction to them. The greatest organization of Arabs, Al-Ikhwan Al-Muslimun, was in fact formed as a consequence of these hostile feelings for the Jews. At that time, the slogan of the Arab leaders was, we will drive the Jews into the sea. Kaleem sahab ne likha hai ki wo article must be publicized to the fullest extent. Maulana Muslim aapa ne ek sawal bheja hai. Unhone likha hai ki kya zawal sirf asmani kitab wali qaumo par aata hai?
Nahi sab par zawal to ایک یونیورسل فینامنا ہے زوال از اے یونیورسل فینامنا زوال سب پر آتا ہے برٹش پہ زوال ہے برٹش ایک تھا کہ انہوں نے امپائر بنائی تھی اب وہ زوال ان کا آ چکا ہے ان کے اوپر تو زوال از اے یونیورسل فینامنا